Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a preacher, teacher, lecturer, and author who lives in St. Louis, Missouri. His preaching is entitled, Having Confidence in God.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, we have this confidence in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in regard to whatever we ask, we know that what we have asked him for is ours. If anyone sees his brother sinning, if the sin is not deadly, he should pray to God, and he will give him life. This is only for those whose sin is not deadly. There is such a thing as deadly sin, about which I do not say that you should pray. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that is not deadly. We know that anyone begotten by God does not sin, but the one begotten by God he protects, and the evil one cannot touch him. We know that we belong to God, and the whole world is under the power of his evil one. We also know that the Son of God has come and has given us discernment to know the one who is true. And we are in the one who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Children, be on your guard against idols. The word of the Lord. Well, we are bringing the Christmas season to a close, and we are given this rather incredible text from the first letter of St. John. We've been reading from that letter and have received varied messages. But today's message strikes me because I don't know personally if I have the same depth of faith that St. John or whoever wrote this first letter has. I don't know if I have the same amount of confidence. Indeed, the reading we have today begins by saying, we have this confidence. In other words, we can be confident that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us, and that we have asked him for is ours. In other words, whatever we genuinely ask of God, we can be confident that God will grant it, if it is, of course, according to his will. Well, one thing we do know, that his will is that we be saved. In other words, we can be confident that if we ask God for salvation, that we will be saved. Now that's incredible. There are many in the younger generation these days, I think, who worry about salvation, as has been true at different periods in the history of the church. But here we are instructed that if we really have been given this gift of faith, we should have no doubt whatsoever if we ask. Now, of course, there is sin, but also there is sin that's not deadly. And in that regard, we should even pray for anyone who might fall into sin. Because again, if that person asks sincerely to be saved, there should be no doubt. Of course, it acknowledges that there is sin that is deadly, and we don't have time here to talk about what that might be. But for those of us who regularly come to church, acknowledge our faith in Jesus Christ, or listen to a preaching such as this, it's quite clear that somewhere deep within us, there is a stirring, a desire, a seeking for God. And what we are assured of is God's love. Well, we are often reminded in the New Testament, certainly in the Johannine writings, and even earlier in this first letter, that God is love. And now we are reminded that if we really trust in God, if we really trust in that love of God, if we really believe that God desires that I be saved, and I ask for it, I should have confidence, which is not presumption then. It is simply the supernatural virtue of faith and of hope. I don't know if you've ever fallen in love with someone, but one aspect of that is that we always see that person through other glasses. Whatever their foibles or imperfections, those things don't count. We don't really see them, or we see them in another light. In other words, we see the person in a new way. Some might say more subjectively, but perhaps it's more objective that we actually see something that others might not see, because we do see more deeply. The fact is that God is in love with us. God is in love with each of us. God is in love with me. And God therefore sees me through different glasses, if you will. God sees me in a different way than others might ordinarily see me. And what God sees, God loves, because God is love. And so as we bring this incredible Christmas season toward a close and celebrate the baptism of the Lord and return to ordinary time, we are reminded of this extraordinary event, God coming into the world as incarnate among us, because God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, not to condemn us, but to save us. So let us just return and ask, with respect to this first verse or so that we are given in this text today, do I really believe what this first letter of St. John is saying? Beloved, you have this confidence in him, that if you ask anything according to his will, he hears it, and that what you have asked is yours. Therefore, let us pray for what we choose to pray for, but to especially pray that eternal life might be ours. Thank you.